the activity side of the tape. If you would like to do the activities, let the tape play, and they will begin in a moment. If you want to hear the story first, fast forward your tape to the end and turn it over. As you're listening, I'll talk about activities you can do on each page of your book. There will be some drawing, coloring, connect the dots, word puzzles, and even a few mysteries to solve. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? When you finish the activity, you can color the rest of the page any way you like. When you hear this sound, stop your tape so you can do the activity on that page. Then when you finish the activity, start the tape again, and we'll go on to the next page. Okay, let's begin. Please open your book to page 1. Rainbow Bright and the Color Kids are playing with Starlight. He has a star on his forehead. But that's not the only star on this page. Please find all the other stars and color them. Remember to turn the tape off when you hear this sound. This is page 2. Rainbow is coming home today, so Starlight wants to wake up early. The sun is just rising over the hills. Please trace the broken line to complete the sun. Then color it orange. This will help Starlight begin his day. Do you know what to do when you hear this sound? Make sure you're on page 3. Starlight has just poked his head through the doorway of the color castle. Patio Green and Buddy Blue are inside getting everything ready for Rainbow Bright's return. But Starlight notices that something's not quite right. Find and circle the 3 things that are wrong in this picture. Did you circle the upside-down clock on the wall, the wrench in the flower vase, and the square doorknob? This is page 4. The Color Kids and Sprites are helping Starlight. Please color the Color Kids and Sprites by number. To help you remember what color to use, there are 4 boxes below Starlight with the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. With your red crayon, place an X in box number 1. With your orange crayon, mark an X in box number 2. Put a yellow mark in the box number 3, and then make a green mark on the number 4. Now you can find these numbers in the picture and finish coloring each color kit and sprite with the same color crayon you marked in the boxes. Now look over to page 5. Starlight was so delighted when he saw himself in Shy Violet's mirror that he pranced around making a big circle. Trace in the big circle below Starlight's legs. Then trace the letters in the circle to spell out Starlight's name. Do you remember what to do when you hear this sound? This is page 6. Red Butler and Starlight are making a quick trip to the orchard to gather apples for Rainbow Bright. With your red crayon, draw a line down the path leading Starlight and Red Butler to the apple orchard. Then color all of the apples red. Open your book to page 7. Red Butler is riding on Starlight. Oh no! It looks like Murky, Dismal, and Lurky are up to no good again. Murky's hiding in the bushes just in front of Starlight. Lurky is also hiding in this picture. Please find Murky and Lurky and draw a circle around each of them. This is page 8. Murky, Dismal, and Lurky are zooming off in their car, the Grunge Buggy. On the front of the Grunge Buggy is a name, but it's in code. The key to the code is in the cloud of smoke behind Murky and Lurky. In the blank spaces below the license plate, write in the letter that matches each picture. It works like this. A garbage can is the symbol for the letter K. So whenever you see a garbage can, write a K in the blank space below it. Then do the same with the other symbols and letters in the code. Good luck! Open your book to page 9. Murky and Lurky are up to no good. They're planning to cause trouble in Rainbowland. but that's not the only problem. Find and circle what's wrong in this picture. Here's a hint. You should find three things wrong. Did you circle Lurky's missing shoe, the flat tire on the grunge buggy, and the bird flying upside down? This is page 10. Those two troublemakers, Murky and Lurky, are making a muddy mess of the road. Their water pails are everywhere. Look carefully for the pails that are in groups of two, and put a circle around each group with your green crayon. Be sure you are on page 11. Starlight and Red Butler landed right in the mud. Please connect the dots beginning with the number 1 to keep the apples from falling in the mud too. Draw a line from the number 1 to the number 2, from 2 to 3, and so on. Then color the apples with your red crayon. This is page 12. What a mess! Murky and Lurky are laughing at poor Starlight. There is mud everywhere. Please take your brown crayon and trace the word at the top of the page. Can you guess what it spells? Did you guess that M-U-D spells mud? Please turn to page 13. Starlight is afraid everyone will laugh at him because he fell in the mud. Please color by number his magnificent mane. Then maybe he will look and feel better. To help you remember what color to use, there are 4 boxes below Starlight with the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. With your blue crayon, put a mark in box number 1. With your green crayon, mark box number 2. Put a yellow mark in box number 3 and a red mark on the number 4. Now you can go back and find these numbers on Starlight's mane and color them in. This is page 14. Red Butler and Starlight are all covered with mud. Look around and notice that they are surrounded by groups of 3. Can you find and circle each group? Did you circle the 3 rocks, 3 flowers, 3 trees, 3 birds, and 3 clouds? Please turn to page 15. Starlight doesn't want Rainbow Bright and the color kids to see him covered with mud. He ran off, passing several groups of flowers on his way. Find and circle the flowers that are different from the rest, and then color them your favorite color. This is page 16. Rainbow Bright has just discovered that Starlight is missing. But that's not the only problem with the color castle. Please find everything that is wrong in this picture and circle it with your blue crayon. Your book should be opened to page 17. There are several different shapes on this page. First, find all the squares. A square has 4 straight sides all the same size. Color them orange. Then find the circles and color them red. Shapes that have 3 straight sides are called triangles. Color them yellow. This is page 18. Rainbow has a bright idea. Please trace the letters I, D, E, A with your red crayon. Do you know what those letters spell? I, D, E, A spells idea. Make sure you are on page 19. Rainbow Bright is searching for her friend Starlight. She needs to talk with him right away. Please help her find the pathway to her special friend. Be careful that she doesn't cross any lines. This is page 20. Starlight doesn't want Rainbow to see him covered with mud. He's hiding in the woods. Find and circle him with your black crayon. Then you can color the rest of the page. Turn to page 21. Rainbow Bright is hugging Starlight. She loves him even though he is muddy. A heart is a symbol of love. Please find and circle all of the hidden hearts in this picture. This is page 22. Rainbow Bright has convinced Starlight to come back to the color castle with her. Please color Rainbow Bright by numbers. Like before, there's a color box above Starlight to help you remember the colors. With your red crayon, place an X in box number 1. With your orange crayon, mark an X in box number 2. Put a yellow mark in the box number 3, and then make a green mark on the number 4. Now color the rest of the picture. Open your book to page 23. The color kids are making mud. It looks like fun, so let's help them. First, we have to find the mud puddle. Start by connecting the dots. Draw a line from the number 1 to the number 2, number 2 to number 3, and so on. This is page 24, the last page of your book. Starlight knew he had the best friends in the whole world, and he felt very, very happy. Please trace the word H-A-P-P-Y at the top of the page. Now, how do you feel? I hope you're happy too. Remember, you can go back and color the rest of your book any way you'd like. This is the end of the activity side of the tape. If you'd like to hear the story, just turn the tape over and play the other side.